A couple Wednesdays ago, I was speaking after the prayer meeting, and I did part of a poem, and I would just love to do the whole thing because it is the words in it, and it's really different than most poems or most special music that we have, but the words, if you can pay attention and see the words, they're really meaningful and deep and special. So I'm gonna go forward and hope and just really pay attention to the words and see if you can follow along. This is a story. It's the story of a hero and a damsel, a villain and a scandal. So bend down, untie your sandals, because where we're going is holy ground. It starts like this. In the beginning, there was the hero, and the hero was the Father. And the hero was the Spirit, and the hero was the Son. And if this hurts your head already, welcome to the kingdom. Immutable, inscrutable, infinitely glad-hearted, triune perfection, his ancient love reverberated off each member with no hint of dissension. Perfect in unity, perfect in diversity, Holy Trinity. And even before the rocks could cry out his name, he was already singing his own praises. How could he not? You know anyone else who goes by the Rock of Ages? He needed nothing from no one, as if something improved could improve upon his majesty. His majesty's amp was already at 11. And if this were the end of our story, that'd be enough for us to glory for 1,000 eternities, Adam. But our story isn't over, because one day the hero started speaking. And when he started speaking, things started being. Light, night, wind, water, mud, moon, seas and spiders, swimmers and flyers, gallopers and gliders, stars and seasons, rhyme and reason to all of it, and all of it was good. And suddenly, all the commotion came to a standstill when our hero bent down and fashioned his damsel. God leaned over our bodies of earth. He breathed life into our lungs, made our hearts beat from dirt. He put light into our eyes, and he gave us each other, and he gave us himself as a prize. And we were naked and were not ashamed. But of course, the plot thickens. Enter stage right the villain. The serpent was craftier than any beast in the garden. He made a beeline for the tree line and found Eve and her husband. And in less than 50 words, he convinced perfectly satisfied people they were starving to death. And since that day, God's damsel has known nothing but starving to death. The poison of asps is heavy on her breath. We traded the glory of the incorruptible God for a silly substitute like a school kid. Duped into giving up his brand new Jordans for a pair of worn-out tennis shoes, we became dark-hearted, bent inward on a mission to find within ourselves the solution. Like trying to number the stars while gazing through LA's air pollution, we couldn't see, and we fell in love with lesser things. And we bought them each a diamond ring, and we betrayed our maker, our husband, our king. Now let me clarify. Because this doesn't just apply to the traitorous or the murderous. Even the best of us are as bad as the worst of us. Outwardly clean, but inside full of dead men's bones, like the Taj Mahal. It looks good and all, but there's nobody home. And then, one terrible day, we looked around, and there was no more villain to be found. He crawled inside of us, like a virus rewired us, and now the damsel is the villain as well. We tied our own selves to the train tracks. The horn blows and careening toward us is 10,000 tons of God's wrath. Sounds so loud we can barely hear the screaming chorus. Who will save us from the body of this death? Enter stage left, Jesus of Nazareth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He came lowly, perfectly holy. He came like a groom on his way to the altar to meet the bride, and for the dowry he had no cash, so he paid with his life. Are you shocked by the consequence of sin? Be more shocked at the mercy of him. Couldn't free ourselves, so he became our freedom. Couldn't fill these lungs, so he became our breathing. We live because he died. Once a harlot, now a bride. Sins were scarlet, now made white. Perfect by proxy, saved by a surrogate. Holy through him, the hero and the damsel are one once again. But wait, I haven't even told you the best part yet. See, as if there wasn't enough here already to impress you, the best part about this story is true. The only fairy tale that's not a fairy tale. So long, Mother Goose. Farewell, Dr. Seuss. This here's the genuine article. God made. We strayed. God's love displayed. God man gives grace. Stands in our place. Our sins erased. Debt paid always. So fall on your face and give God all.